Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. Joining me today is President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and his wife, Sister Kristen M. Oaks, author, teacher, mother, and graduate of the University of Utah. We're here to talk about their BYU Idaho devotional addresses on faith. Thank you so much for joining me today, President and Sister Oaks.
We're glad to be here.
Well, we're honored to be here.
At the start of devotional, you both took the time to express your love for the students here at BYU Idaho. To me, that communicated care and thought, which was reflected in your messages on faith. Sister Oaks, you even pointed out how the Lord specifically sent one of his apostles to us. Why was faith the choice topic of an apostle for this student audience at this time?
I don't know what the Lord wants, but I do know he sends his servants to those who love him. And especially this campus loves the Lord, and it was just a natural fit.
What do you think, President Oaks?
I think what she said is true. I found that it makes for a happy marriage and good progress in my life responsibilities to agree with my wife.
I like that very much, President Oaks.
So, President Oaks, the thesis of your talk was formed around the question, are you measuring up to the pioneer heritage of sacrifice and steadfast faith in Jesus Christ? Do you think we are measuring up, and what areas should we be working on personally?
I think many Latter-day Saints and many who are not Latter-day Saints are faithful to the pioneer heritage. And I think the Lord loves them and blesses them for that. I think that it is also true that there are many that don't measure up to the pioneer heritage. We live in a time when instead of a cooperative spirit that motivated the pioneers and allowed them to establish schools and hospitals and a society and an economy, many in our present day just want to know what's in it for me. It's been called the me generation. And the me generation could never have founded the nation that we live in. It could never have founded the societies that we live in. And I'm concerned that the focus of some that I see around me, and sometimes that spirit infects our political leaders, the spirit is what's in it for me. The dependency is encouraged rather than initiative. Dependency is rewarded rather than rewarding initiative. And those are concerns that I have for the world in which I live today.
Sister Oaks, President Oaks set the stage for this faith discussion by reasoning that having faith can be misplaced as having faith in ourselves and faith in faith itself, rather than faith in God. Why is this distinction important? Would changing the way we talk about faith help us to trust more consciously in the Lord Jesus Christ?
You know, that's a very good question. And I think he really stressed it and tried to distinguish what we should believe in and who, especially our Savior Jesus Christ. Because we live in a world that has such a love of the world, of sports figures, of movie stars, of political figures who seem to dictate to us. And also we have been taught, I think, in school to look to ourselves. And that's the one big distinction, and I think is true of this place, is people love Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I actually had the opportunity to attend the devotional in person, and I asked a few students as they were walking out of the devotional what their feelings and thoughts were about the message that you guys shared, and a lot of them said that they were really excited that you were coming to our campus and that they were really internalizing some of the things about being patient with God's plan specifically and also having faith in Jesus Christ and in God and that there is a plan.
Well, and I'm going to refer to him. I know about patience because I didn't get married until I was 53 years old. And there were many times I thought the Lord had forgotten me. And my husband taught me about timing. And do you want to say a little bit about timing, President Oaks? Because that I was waiting on the Lord, and I had to learn to follow his way and go for his timing.
I have sometimes said that to do the right thing is the most important, but to do it at the right time is only slightly behind that in importance. And you see people that do the right thing at the wrong time, or they fail to do the right thing at the right time. They postpone it or adjust their own timing to what is apparently the Lord's timing. Timing is immensely important. And I am glad that some responsibilities that I have been given later in my life didn't come to me earlier because I wasn't ready for them. And sometimes we have to be patient, even though we know that we've been trained for something, it hasn't come to us, and we may be frustrated, but the time is just not right. I gave an example of that in my devotional address today, of a man who applied 5 times for the right college job. Well, he had to follow his wife's advice and keep trying, not get discouraged. And finally, he got the job he was being prepared for. That's a story in timing.
Definitely. I have a friend who recently reached out to me, and I just said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And she was like, "I'm feeling a little down today." So I asked her, I was like, "Why are you feeling down?" And she said, "Well, I'm about to graduate BYU, I do, and I'm not married, I don't have a boyfriend, and I'm just feeling like I'm behind the timeline that I had for myself." And so what advice would you give to students who are feeling disheartened with their own timeline?
I think my wife, Kristen, is the best one to answer that question because she didn't marry until her 50s, and along the way, she turned down some marriage proposals. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll speak and then I'll let you speak too, because you said something to the students that was so wise. I think you will be discouraged, but I think you have to take the long view. Of course, this is a church that we honor eternal marriage, and that's terrific. But what are you going to do with your life, and what does the Lord want you to do? And if you ask Him, He will send you places and you will do things that you never, ever imagined. And I think we need to look to Him at those times when we feel discouraged. But you gave some advice today at lunch about people not planning their lives totally.
I've always felt that it was a mistake to make too firm a plans. You often set yourself up for disappointment because your plans may not be the Lord's plans. And if you want to follow the Lord's will, set some goals, set some plans, but always be tentative and ready to change them on the basis of what the Lord inspires you to do at this point.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today, President and Sister Oaks.
Thank you for having us. It was a pleasure, and we love this campus because the students love the Lord so much. Don't you think so, President Oaks?
Indeed. This is a place that loves the Lord, has faith in the Lord, trusts in the Lord, and wants to follow the Lord's timing. And that's really the message of what we've been discussing.
This was an interview with President Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the first presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and his wife, Sister Kristen M. Oaks, author, teacher, mother, and graduate of the University of Utah.